Would you pray with me? Holy God, we pray that the words that we have heard from your scriptures today will work within our hearts and minds and bring to us an understanding of your will for our lives, of your truth, that we might truly be the disciples you would have us be. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. I must say that this is a difficult Sunday of the church year with the gospel offerings in all 3 years of the lectionary. In year A, this is year C, by the way, in year A, the gospel story is from Matthew and is about the slaughter of the innocents by King Herod when the Magi did not come back to tell him where Jesus was. Year B, the gospel story comes from the passage just before our scripture today. It's the story of Simeon and Anna when Jesus is taken to the temple for the purification rituals, which was done about 8 days, and to be offered to God, as was done for firstborn boys. And then, within a week, we are back to the birth of Jesus and Matthew's telling of the coming of the Magi. Now, I should say that our gospel passage that we heard today is only heard in the Gospel of Luke. Matthew, Mark, and John do not have this story. The truth is, there are no other stories of Jesus' infancy or his childhood. Well, you could kind of say, well, Tom, you just mentioned about when he was 8 days old with Simeon and Anna. I believe, though, that there was some push in the early centuries to rectify this. We have the infancy gospel of Thomas, written in the 2nd century or earlier, the late 2nd century or earlier. And it tells the story of Jesus, tells stories of Jesus during his childhood. Now, it's a Gnostic gospel, meaning that the gospel talks about the world as evil, and the only way that we can be saved was to gain knowledge, gnosis, knowledge, that would open us, the person, up to the divine spark within that person. And there was a lot that was secret in Gnosticism. And Gnosticism was you had to learn the secret, and then you would look forward and begin to work on another secret, and you build your way up that way. And that was slowly revealing and uncovering that divine spark that was in you. And this collected library of Gnostic gospels and books was uncovered in 1945 in Nag Hammadi, Egypt. But the story from Luke is the only one of the childhood of Jesus in the four Gospels that we know of. And I must say and remind us that Jesus at 12 is almost a man. He will become a man at his bar mitzvah sometime within the next year. And I will remind you that because of the shortness of life in that time, young people were considered young adults then. Mary gave birth to Jesus when she was about 13 years old. Think about when you were in that adolescent stage, or your children were. You weren't a child any longer, but you weren't quite yet an adult either. It was an in-between time almost, but not quite yet. The Reverend Barbara Lundblad, professor at Union Theological Seminary in New York City, in a sermon entitled In the Temple, writes about being 12. 12 is an in-between time, not yet fully grown, but no longer a little child. In some countries, 12-year-olds are working full-time, picking through garbage dumps, searching for copper wire or computer parts to sell, or pounding rocks into small pieces to make gravel, earning pennies a day for their families. In some parts of Africa, a girl who's 12 now heads her household, caring for her younger siblings after their parents have died. In far too many countries, a boy who's 12 is carrying a rifle as a part of a rebel army he probably didn't choose to join. Do you know somebody who's 12? Imagine, you see that boy over there who's desperately wants to be taller. Does he feel left out because he doesn't like sports? Or that boy over there with an iPod in his ears. What is he thinking about as he moves to the rhythm of the music? What about that girl whose makeup is so heavy you can't really guess her age? Has she already been pressured to have sex with an older boy? Or the girl sitting not far away and her parents pushing her to take advanced placement classes so she'll get into a good college, when all she really wants to do is be 12. Sometimes children grow up quickly out of necessity. Or sometimes they grow up quickly because they are forced to. So the time comes when that child becomes an adult, perhaps before they are ready. For Jesus, he had to be groomed to be in the temple. All of the religious rituals and beliefs were followed. So he saw himself on the cusp of his new life, even if he perhaps did not understand totally what that meant. Then he will disappear into the mist of history for 18 years. Until he begins his ministry at the age of 30. Now, he was not one of those child preachers that you hear about every so often today, preaching at the age of 7 or 8 in a church. Jesus still had some growing up to do. He grew in wisdom and stature, it says. He still had some growing pains to go through. I mean, listen to his response to his mother when she questions him in the temple. Why have you done this to us? Why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety. He said to them, why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? Now, this is not an honor your father and mother response. Jesus still had some growing up to do. However, it is pretty clear that for whatever reasons, he's beginning to understand that his life would be involved with sharing and interpreting God and belief, faith, and offering hope and blessing to people. Something else is happening, though, and I believe it's elucidated by his response to his mother. He's beginning to separate from his parents. When I was in college, it must have been my junior year, a group of us students, my wife was one of the other ones, we were in the college chaplain's house in the woods. And we were sitting around the fireplace talking, and I don't remember what exactly the topic was that we were discussing. But at one point, Dr. Stewart, our chaplain, was talking about how there always needs to be a painful breaking away from the parents for a son or daughter to fully realize themselves. And I argued with him. I mean, hey, I was a junior in college. I knew everything. Believing that I was well on the process of really realizing myself, and I'd never had this kind of a break with my parents. Now, let me be clear that he was not saying you had to disown your parents or anything like that. But what he was saying is, you had to break from them in a way that they weren't necessarily so much your parents anymore as adults or equals with you. As time has gone on, I have realized the truth of his words. I've shared with you before the story of the wife of the doctor in the town that my first church was in. And he and his wife were members of a church. And she told me of how when her son graduated from college, she took an apron that she had and she cut off the strings and put them in an envelope and sent them to her son, Gary. Now, it was a smaller college, and so the mailboxes were all together. So when Gary opened this up, a lot of his friends were around. And the apron strings fell out. And when his friends realized what they were and what it meant, they were angry and they said, Gary, how could your mom be this way? Cutting you off from her. But Gary understood that his mom was giving him the space now to go off and become the adult that he needed to become. And he appreciated it. She was giving him wings to take flight with. Now, Jesus was before the temple priest, steeped in the Torah and understanding. He might not have understood everything that they were saying or what was happening to him, but he knew his Torah. He'd been studying it for 12 years. And one of his first acts after baptism, according to the Gospels, was to be led into the wilderness where he was tempted. In the 18 years between when he was 12 and the beginning of his ministry and his temptation in the wilderness, Jesus grew and was ready to answer the questions that were put to him. He already knows at 12 whose he is. But I firmly believe that in those 18 years, he began to discover who he is and why and who he is meant to be. In many ways, Mary did not give Jesus her apron strings. He took them by staying in the temple and saying to his mother, did you not know I'd have to be in my father's house? He was taking those apron strings from her. He had started the process of becoming. Just like all of us must do the same thing at some stage in our life. But of course, we never stop growing. At least we shouldn't. Even when we become the term for what I've been talking about, a self-actualized adult, there will always be growing pains. At least there will be if we allow ourselves the privilege of growing, to keep growing, to keep being transformed by the truth, by the love of God. And I think that for ourselves and for those around us, that's the most honest and right thing that we can do, to continue to grow. So my question today for you is, are you still having growing pains? I hope so. Amen.